Now to more news stories, including concerns for the safety of cyclists and a plan to secure the future of an historic Broad. But first, Anglia Square may see a new dawn.
A long-awaited revamp of Anglia Square, which would see the current shopping complex knocked down and more than 1,000 homes built above new shops and restaurants, can be revealed. The owners of the shopping centre have been holding talks with chief officers at Norwich City Council about new plans for a comprehensive redevelopment. And they have now submitted a master plan to City Hall for what could happen there, including the demolition of the current Anglia Square, the former stationery office, Sovereign House, and Gildan Gate House. More than a dozen homes to be built above new shop units and a new public square, a new multi-storey car park, and the replacement of the existing cinema with one at ground level. Bert Bremner, the City Council's Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said this could be another big boost for the city. The whole area could be on the up.
A warning has been issued to persistent street beggars after a man caught repeatedly asking people for money was jailed. Police have told beggars they should no longer expect to find easy pickings in Norwich after 17 people were arrested as part of a new crackdown in the city. Charlie Jennings, who was one of those arrested as part of the begging blitz, is starting a 9-week jail sentence after appearing at Norwich Magistrates Court. Chief Inspector Nick Paling said the sentence imposed should serve as a warning to others. He added, "It is a criminal offence. You will go to court. And look at this result. A term of imprisonment is an option to magistrates." He urged those in genuine need of help to go and make use of the excellent support services that are out there.
The number of cyclists being killed or seriously injured on Norfolk's roads has risen, prompting the county's police and crime commissioner to call for a campaign to get more children to wear helmets. New figures show in the 12 months up to the end of September, 65 cyclists died or were badly hurt in crashes around the county. The rise was discussed at a meeting of the Norfolk Road Casualty Reduction Partnership Board, at which Louise Smith, the county's director of public health, expressed her concern that the figures were going in the wrong direction. Ian Temperton, team manager, casualty reduction at Norfolk County Council, said that there had been an increase in what he called urban cyclists. He added that had come about because of the Olympics, people wanting to get fit and saving money by cycling to work. He said campaigns such as Mind Out for Each Other aim to encourage road users to be more considerate to each other.
It is a jewel in the crown of Norwich city centre and has been a bustling shopping destination for nearly a millennium. But the challenge in 2016 is to keep Norwich Market relevant and enticing, and how that can be achieved. Some of the best people placed to know what they want from the market are the traders and shoppers themselves. So, as part of the Evening News Get Behind Your Market campaign, we took their concerns to Norwich City Council to see what it's doing to address their worries. The most common concern was that not enough is being done to fill empty stalls, with 39 stalls of the 192 being empty as of last month and 14 under offer. Two new part-time market managers had helped the situation. A city council spokesman said it was actively looking for new stall holders and was in discussion with 10 applicants at the moment. Another issue raised was in the promotion of the market. Traders felt their only option was to display an A board outside the market's front. The council pointed out how, while it was its job to promote the market as a whole, the businesses had to take responsibility for their own advertising. It had installed new signs on Gentleman's Walk and is working on a new project for signs for every aisle. One major annoyance to many traders had been the balance of trade policy. Some felt it was restrictive and stalls stayed empty rather than being filled because of it. Mark Wright, chairman of the Norwich Market Traders Association and a stallholder himself, said he felt things were improving. He added, "It's a really exciting time. We've got lots of new people coming on."
A wildlife trust has launched an ambitious £1 million appeal to secure the future of the iconic Broads landscape. In September, several hundred acres of the Hickling Broad estate, including about half of the Broad, were put up for sale for £2.3 million. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which is a tenant of the land and owner of another part of the estate, has reached an agreement to buy the land, but is turning to its members for help securing the funds to buy the internationally important reserve. Brendan Joyce, chief executive of the NWT, said, "Hickling is one of the best wildlife sites in the UK, and given our long-standing involvement in its management, we knew we had to push the boat out and do everything possible to secure its future. More than 1,400 acres of reedbed, fen, grazing marsh, open water and woodland make up the Hickling Broad National Nature Reserve, which offers a year-round haven for threatened wildlife, including swallow-tail butterflies, marsh harriers and the booming bittern. It was in 1945 that the Mills family, who have owned the land for two centuries, agreed for much of it to be managed by the NWT. Current owner Hallam Mills said, "The Hickling estate has been in my family for 200 years, and during that time this lovely broad has survived in fine style despite the pressures of the modern world. The family is delighted that the broad is going to the NWT. The wildlife and conservation interest of the reserve will be in very safe hands." Mr. Joyce said that the trust was now working closely with those living and working around Hickling to ensure the Broad's conservation and cultural interests were maintained. "But we need help to complete the purchase, and we'll be appealing to all our members and everyone who has an interest in and cares about this important place," he said. "Securing the future of this Broad will leave a great legacy for our 90th anniversary."
Norwich City Football Club have announced that their sponsorship deal with the coffee company, the Galway Roast, has fallen through due to the latter being unable to fulfil their side of the sponsorship agreement. This means the South Stand will no longer carry the company's name and branding, bringing an end to the deal, which saw Gerald replaced during the summer. A statement released by the Canaries said the club is delighted to announce a new partnership deal with long-standing local refreshment brand NVCS, who will be supplying their popular Green Farm Artisan Coffee to Norwich City for our supporters to enjoy. Ben Kensel, the club's commercial director, said City had not lost out financially following the collapse of the deal.
Take that, fans who weren't lucky enough to buy tickets for the band's first Norwich date just needed to have a little patience in waiting for a second date to be announced. Tickets for fans to see the band in June 2017 sold out after going on sale last week. Now the band has confirmed a second Norwich date at Carrow Road due to phenomenal demand, and it will also be in June next year. Take That, who this summer played to a crowd of 65,000 at London's Hyde Park, will also be going to Newcastle, Glasgow, Dublin, Liverpool, Sheffield, Birmingham, London, Swansea, and the band's hometown of Manchester. They will be supported by All Saints.